Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Brewers baseball on the air today, 94.5 ESPN, an exclusive broadcast. Check it out today beginning at 2 o'clock. Brewers lose yesterday. Cactus League play continues. Dom Catronio is covering the Brewers in Arizona this week. Hello, Dom.
Hello, Greg. How are you guys doing?
Good. Are we experiencing Arizona-type temperatures today? The weather last year, I remember, was kind of crummy for spring training. Seems like it's off to a better start here. And the players take notice of that. It makes a difference.
We are sitting in sunshine. It is the high today is 76, so you guys are certainly right on our heels right now. And yeah, I think last year's was an anomaly. I was telling you, and I've told a lot of folks, I grew up here. This is where I'm from. I can never remember a spring training where I wore a layer like every single day at spring training. It never warmed up last year. It's going to be 80 by the end of the week here. So a little different story this year.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Dom, I hear there was an all-time media session with Murph today. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. What a day. For context here, just last week, you know, obviously Pat Murphy's background is Notre Dame, and that's one of his first major coaching stops in his journey to the Brewers. And while he was at Notre Dame was some guy named Rudy Rudinger. You know, of course, he was there when the real Rudy was there, and they struck up a friendship when he was a 28-year-old head coach at Notre Dame, and they've remained friends to this day, and we had always been joking with him about it, you know, since that came up randomly in last week's media session. And last night, lo and behold, just scanning the channels on cable, Rudy was on TV, and as a joke, Todd Rosiak of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Mike Vassallo, of course, the PR man of these Brewers, just said, hey, by the way, you know what was on last night? It was Rudy. And Murph's like, all right, fine, enough. And he pulls up his phone, pulls up FaceTime, and he FaceTimes Rudy Rudinger for us. So we sat there and chatted with Rudy for about 10-15 minutes in the media session today.
Awesome.
That's incredible, right? You never know what's going to happen, right? Sometimes there's two people in those media scrums. Sometimes there's like 15, kind of depending on the week. But those, to me, were always the most fun. It was always interesting to hear true perspective in a relaxed setting. I thought it was interesting. Pat Murphy was talking about leadership the other day. And now typically you get a young team and maybe you look to those veteran leaders. He had a different spin on it, Dom, that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, I asked him about this yesterday, and just it was, you know, he's talked plenty about Reese and about Willie and about Yelly and about Freddie. But what can those guys learn from Sal or Churio or Gasser or Uribe, you know, all these young stars? There is a serious blend on this roster right now. And I really, the way he took off with it is that the veterans have to learn from the young guys, because there's still this, there's no sour grapes. There's no, you know, I'm too good for this. I'm in the big leagues for 6-7 years. I've got it made. No, these guys are still fighting for their lives. There's still love of the game in there. That's what this bleep is all about. And he was really impassioned about it. And I think that's his calling card. Murphy's calling card is the fact that he's a master motivator. Obviously, college baseball and Major League Baseball are very, very different. But yet, as a leader, I think his style is going to be pretty similar.
Okay, speaking of love for the game, you know who else has love for the game? The fans. And spring training has really become a popular destination for whether it's families or couples or just, hey, some buddies to go and take a trip. I know it's early right now, but what are you seeing with the crowds?
I think the crowds are going to get bigger and bigger. Now, midweek games are always tough. So, like, yesterday's, you know, it's a midweek game. It's tough. But as we approach, like, the traditional spring training, or rather spring break weeks, you know, coming up, like, first, second, third week of March,
sure,
that's
yeah.
when we'll start to see that midweek attendance really start to pop off. And, of course, tomorrow the Cubs are in town, so they're going to bring their fans out here just like it is at AmFam. But it is what it is, you know. I recommend it to everybody. If you're going to pick either Grapefruit League or Cactus League, choose the Cactus League, because you can get to every single ballpark within an hour if you pick something central like Phoenix as your home base, which is where the Brewers are here. So it's such an easy place to get around. You can see everyone you want. The access is fantastic. The backfields, you can learn so much. It is sun shining. I can't complain about it at all.
Are you headed out to Tempe to watch the Brewers take on the Angels today?
We will watch, and we'll see Jansen Junk on the mound against his former team. And, you know, yes, I talked about Rudy in the, you know, session today with Pat Murphy, but he waxed quite a bit about how much he likes Jensen Junk, and don't sleep on him being a candidate for this rotation.
Looking forward to it, Dom. We'll check in tomorrow. We'll be mentally preparing for a Brewers-Cub matchup, and, of course, the bitterness of seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform. I'm sure all
it
the players...
It is going to be strange.
These games don't count. It's okay.
It's 11:42. Okay. Dom, we'll check in again tomorrow. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys.
Well, a big day here in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Boy, you want to talk about an undertaking. The new museum doesn't open until 2027, but already they are starting to get stuff organized, get stuff boxed up. I don't know how you begin to even do this.
We're going
to
find out.
We will find out soon. It's 11:42.